The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. Last week, FilmFest DC celebrated its 32nd year in the U.S. capital city by showcasing 80 films from 45 different countries to a politically savvy international audience. However, the festival provides more than just entertainment. Over the years, it's become a cultural and economic force for the city. VOA's Penelope Pulu has more.
Washington, D.C., where politics and culture intertwine. So it is no surprise to find films with social and political messages from all over the world. Tony Giddens, founder and head of the Washington, D.C. International Film Festival, came to VOA to talk about this year's offerings.
These are films that look at the issues that have been heightened with the new presidential administration. So, for example, we're looking at immigration. We're looking at the importance of public education versus charter school or commercializing education. We're looking at the need for free press.
Among the films Giddens has selected is All Governments Lie from Canadian filmmaker Fred Peabody. It traces the history of free, independent journalism and its significance to the pursuit of truth and preservation of democracy.
There's only two types of reporters. There's those who care and those who don't. Most of them don't care.
The festival offers a variety of films looking at social and cultural displacement from the perspective of ethnic communities existing as insular islands in other cultures. One of the most visually impressive films this year is Human. Photographer and filmmaker Jan Arthus Bertrand delivers breathtaking cinematography about humanity, weaving a picture of vast landscapes, the world as seen from up high, with mankind dwarfed in it. The filmmaker interviews people from all walks of life.
It's about the world, the whole planet. The environment and as well as people's social needs or economic needs and interests. How, in a way, we're different, but in fundamental ways, we're very similar.
Giddens says it is not always easy to select films for intellectually demanding and politically savvy Washingtonians. But he says his year-long quest for the best selections are always appreciated. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Find out more at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.